Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Yes, we do have legal marijuana here in Massachusetts, lucky us, but we should make it happen on the federal level already. I'm Chuck, and that's just my opinion. It's not necessarily the opinions of WMFO or Tufts University, but there that is. And we just heard from Yes. That was the last track from Brian Young, who started the track because it's supposed to be acoustic ceiling, and it's supposed to be Vince, but Vince is not here, and I just happened to pop into the station, so here I am suddenly on the air. Things like that happen sometime at free or form radio. But being it is acoustic ceiling, we'll start with some acoustic music from the Lawrence Hobgood Trio. This is brand new, and it's from their CD, Tessetera. And this is his take on Sweet Judy Blue Eyes here on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
That was the Lawrence Hogwood Trio with their brand new CD, Terrestria, and they were covering, of course, Pistols and Ashes' Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Beautiful acoustic arrangement of that, kind of done in a jazz version. But this being the acoustic ceiling, it's time to break through that acoustic ceiling. Wish I had that sound effect, but I don't. So we'll just break through the acoustic ceiling and go into a band from the late 70s into the early 80s that were considered one of the most dangerous rock bands of their time, as they were once called, is The Clash. The Guns of Rixton here on WMFO in Medford.
Gonna go.
Waiting in that world.
long friend of mine. We heard a set of music there from the early 80s over from England. We started off with The Clash with Guns of Brixton from the London Calling album. Then we heard The Gang of Four with The Hell of with Poverty from a 12-inch single they did back then in the early 80s. And ending up there with The Specials from their second album, More Specials. We heard the tune Rat Race, Working for the Rat Race, which I guess a lot of us will be doing after this weekend, returning to that whole work syndrome. Summer vacations will be all over, and it's time to get back to the grind. But The Specials, they came out with a new CD this year, earlier this year, their first CD in 20 years. So why don't we hit one up from them? This is from their CD called Encore, which came out in the around February of this year. And this one's called Blam Blam Fever here on WMFO in Medford.
What if no matter how angry he was, how outraged he was, how furious he was, what if no matter how angry he was, he couldn't lay hands on a gun? He couldn't lay hands on a gun. What if no matter how right he was, how wrong they were, how evil they were, what if no matter how right he was, he couldn't lay hands on a gun? He couldn't lay hands on a gun. No Uzis, automatics, no assault guns in sight, no repeaters, no explosives, no machine guns tonight, no clips crammed with bullets just laying around, no weapons anywhere to be found. What if no matter how furious he was, how outraged he was, how murderous he was, what if no matter how angry he was,
He couldn't lay hands on a gun. He couldn't lay hands on a gun.
He just couldn't
lay hands on a gun.
Maybe it's the real crooks, maybe it's the drugs, maybe it's the parents, maybe it's the colors everybody's wearing, maybe it's the president, maybe it's the last one, maybe it's the one before that, what he'd done, maybe it's the high schools, maybe it's the teachers, maybe it's the tattooed children in the bleachers, maybe it's the Bible, maybe it's the lack, maybe it's the music, maybe it's the crack, maybe it's the hairdos, maybe it's the TV, maybe it's the cigarettes, maybe it's a family, maybe it's a fast food, maybe it's the news, maybe it's divorce, maybe it's abuse, maybe it's the lawyers, maybe it's the prisons, maybe it's the senators, maybe it's the system, maybe it's the fathers, maybe it's the sons, maybe it's the sisters, maybe it's the moms, maybe it's the radio, maybe it's road rage, maybe El Nino, or UV rays, maybe it's the army, maybe it's the liquor, maybe it's the papers, maybe the militia, maybe it's the athletes, maybe it's the ads, maybe it's the sports fans, maybe it's a fad, maybe it's the magazines, maybe it's the internet, maybe it's the lottery, maybe it's the immigrants, maybe it's taxes, big business, maybe it's the KKK and the skinheads, maybe it's the communists, maybe it's the Catholics, maybe it's the hippies, maybe it's the addicts, maybe it's the art, maybe it's the sex, maybe it's the homeless, maybe it's the banks, maybe it's the clear cut, maybe it's the ozone, maybe it's the chemicals, maybe it's the car phone, maybe it's the fertilizer, maybe it's the nose rings, maybe it's the ends, but I know one thing, if it were up to me, I'd take away the guns, I'd take away the guns, I'd take away the guns.
Heavy commentary and music from Cheryl Wheeler from her late 90s album Sylvia Hotel. This song is called If It Were Up to Me. Closing out a set of music about gun control, more or less. We heard from Tom Paxton and the Don Juans, a new album from Tom Paxton and a couple of buddies he now travels with, the Don Juans. We heard What If No Matter from the new live CD, and the Specials, Blam Blam Fever, from their new CD Encore. Those two albums came out earlier this year. And the Cheryl Wheeler song has been getting a fair amount of airplay in a number of different college stations around here over the past couple of weeks. Can't imagine why. Or I could imagine why. I'm Chuck. I'm filling in for Vince here on the acoustic ceiling. It's WMFO in Medford. And as long as we're on Cheryl Wheeler here, she's actually got a song that's a little more mellower than that, but it's also appropriate for the time we're in right now. This one's called Summer's Almost Over here on WMFO in Medford.
Crying, but I don't know why. Sentimental old fool, weeping for this blue, blue sky. And the way the cat is sleeping, and the way the garden grew. Wagging dogs who lick my face, and the way I feel for you. With my sister through the quiet creek. Moon upon the water and the river breeze upon my cheek. And the way my father shuffles with his courage and his cane. And the way September bluffs and faints till autumn falls again. Summer's almost over. I'm crying, but I don't know why. 50 years. Swallows at their bird play spin and dive above the new mown fields. And a week in Colorado reading books with my best friend. And the thing I knew I couldn't do, and now I know I can. Who could help but welcome autumn and the promise of the winter snow? Still there's something sweet and wistful as I watch this lovely summer grow. But the sun is sinking sooner, and the weeds have won at last, with the berries on the bushes and the crickets in the grass.
couple of songs lamenting the passing of summer. That was Evelyn Downing covering The Doors' Summer's Almost Gone from the compilation Love Her Madly, Woman Artist Covering The Doors. And before that, Cheryl Wheeler's Summer's Almost Over from her Defying Gravity CD. I'm Chuck, and I've been filling in here for Vince. And, you know, the real reason why I came in here was to bring in a brand new CD compilation, Across the Universe Volume 2, Local Artists Covering The Beatles. I was going to bring that CD in for Vince to give him a copy and let him play it on the air, and he wasn't here, and I wound up sitting in here. But I haven't even played anything from the CD. I was going to give it to him. I wanted him to play. So let's do that right now. We're going to hear from Dr. X covering Strawberry Fields, and we'll hear from Mr. Kurt doing She Said, two songs from this brand new compilation, Across the Universe Volume 2, low budget Boston artists covering the Beatles, here at WMFO in Medford.
Think it's me, but you know I know. making me feel like I've never been born. Making me feel like I've never been born.